Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. We're going to talk about getting paid for your story in just a bit here. Before that, if you're an entrepreneur, a high achiever, someone who wants to get your message out to the world and impact more people and do it in a scalable, leveraged way, specifically in podcasting, and if there's other vehicles or platforms you want to dive into, come talk to me. I'm happy to share my experience with you or connect you with people who can help you with your specific format and vehicle that you want to develop. Chris@beyourgps.com. Send me an email or find me on Facebook or Instagram and message me there. Let me know what you are creating, what you're up to. Next up is the iTunes review of the week, and this week it's by Tiffany Luva Carter, and she says, "This guy is on fire. Every Wednesday I tune in to watch and listen to Chris Burns live. He has the best guests, and his energy is contagious. This is so helpful for me midweek when I start feeling overwhelmed. As a podcaster myself, he is one of the few people I regularly listen to. Go listen and subscribe now. Love this guy." Thank you so much, Tiffany. If you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. I appreciate you. And we're going to dive right into the theme of the day, which is get paid for your story. Okay, that's what we're covering today. And the reason why I shared this is because I see a lot of amazing entrepreneurs out there and coaches, consultants, authors, speakers, and people who are committed to making a big impact in the world. And they're doing it through their message. They're doing it through their story. They're doing it through their ability to connect and communicate with people and shift people's realities, transform limiting beliefs, empower people with the structures and the strategies and the processes to get to where they want to go. So many awesome people out there, and I love it. I get to talk to so many of them every Wednesday. Woohoo! I swear, I'm living my dream, baby. I'm just going to soak that in a little bit more. And if you're out there listening, take some deep breaths with me. Deep breath in. And exhale. Deep breath in. And exhale. One more. Deep breath in. And exhale. You know, it's really important for me to do that, to get grounded, to get present, to get centered, especially since we're halfway through the 12-hour marathon. It's 3 o'clock. We are 6 hours through, and we're going to keep going at Mach 10. What is that? Mach 1 is the speed of sound, right? Anyways, so to get paid for your story, you really get to be grounded in that message, in a story, and in your ability to tell it, to communicate it. That is like your livelihood. If you're listening to this, most likely you have a message. And I believe we all have a purpose. We all have a reason that we're here. It may or may not be, quote unquote, you have a message, something to teach or to share with people. But typically for the people who tune in here and come on the show, it's all about having a message and making an impact in the world through that gift that you've been given because of your journey, because of your challenges, your trials, your tribulations. So it breaks my heart seeing people who have a message, who have a ability to share what they've been through and make a difference for others, leave an impact, to inspire others, saying, "Hey, I was once in your spot, and here's what I did to grow and to get out of it." Okay? And specifically, I just want to boil it down. How you get paid for your story is when you communicate your story and the aspects of your story it has a very specific effect. Number one, it's actually going to do something for someone, right? It's not just, oh, well, that sounds nice, but nobody relates to it. Nobody has any takeaways. Nobody does anything. But it's either super relatable and people can connect with it and they feel like they were you, where you were, or they are you, or they can relate to that aspect of you. So it's either relatable, super practical. When you share those steps on what you did to get out of where you were, and you share it in a way that people are compelled to take action, it's simple, it's easy, it's doable. It's not this complex list of a recipe that has 10,000 ingredients, but it has like 10 ingredients or 8 ingredients or 5 ingredients. So if you can boil your story and your journey down into a format like that, that's really digestible. That's really going to make the difference for people so that they can do something with it. Okay. So the third part, and this is something that may or may not resonate, but for me, it's important, and it's to practice and be masterful with the story. And I think that there's an element of just owning your story. You can practice your presentation. You can refine your pauses and your tonality and your pacing and the words that you use and remove the ahs and the ums and the filler words. You can do all that. And I think what I really mean in terms of mastering and owning your story is to be unapologetic with it. If there is fear or reservation or uncomfortability sharing it, that could potentially get in the way. Now, you might be saying, Chris, there's some people out there who their story is so powerful because it's raw and vulnerable and authentic and real. I agree. I 100% agree that, especially in the beginning of telling your story, it might be kind of clunky and not as effective as you would like it to be. Effective meaning it's polished. Effective means you know where you're going. Effective means you don't ramble. Effective means you keep people's attention. Effective means you don't jump from one thing to the next and people are like, I don't know where this person's going, but I'm kind of lost. Effective meaning you keep people engaged with your story. And when you can keep people engaged with your story and they're with you and you're painting a picture and they can pull away the lessons and really get something from it, that's owning your story. That's powerfully mastering your story. So ask yourself, are you confident and comfortable with your story? One of the things that I did when I was first starting my entrepreneurial journey and discovering that I actually had a voice and that I mattered and I could actually lead people, because before that I was like, Chris Burns, a leader? Ha! Ha! He's a shy introvert who has no business running a company, no business running a business. And of course, now I recognize, hey, I'm a freaking powerful leader and my work changes and transforms lives, and I speak to people all over the United States, soon to be world, and I totally am owning my destiny of being a millionaire and beyond that. And back then, I didn't see it. Back then, I was so disconnected from my heart, from my personal power, personal gifts. I like to say the story a lot of when I was in high school, and it was my junior year going into my senior year, I had my best friend at the time ask out my very first girlfriend because I didn't have the confidence to ask her out. So he asked her out for me. And that's just an example of how little confidence I had. I was playing video games all the time. I loved them. I love video games. Like, they are absolutely, were especially back then, my absolutely top favorite. Like, there was nothing better than video games. I don't care if you took me skydiving. I don't care if you took me, I never went, so maybe that's not true. I didn't go skydiving, but I don't care if you took me to the nicest places and travels and adventures and trips and vacations around the world. Video games was where I wanted to be, and as long as I was doing that, I was happy. I was fulfilled, and that was my progressive realization of my worthy ideals. And at a certain point, I started feeling like, man, these video games don't really get me much in reality. Or at least that's what I thought. I thought the translation of video games didn't translate to reality. And really what it was, now that I can see back, is I didn't have very good social skills. And I made myself wrong and felt ashamed and felt guilty and small and powerless that I wasn't good at relationships. And I sucked at relationships. And I was awkward and weird and couldn't communicate and was unconfident, and I definitely couldn't lead people. I didn't have any kind of leadership energy in me. I was a lone wolf. All I wanted to do was play video games, and maybe in video games I could tell people what to do. I could boss people around because I was good, and I pretended like I knew it all. And that was a phase in my life where I had to grow through my ego and say, I'm more committed to a growth mindset. I'm more committed to learning through failure and practicing this. And one of the tasks that I set up for myself, I love challenging myself. One of the tasks was to go out to a local college and ask 50 women for their phone number. When I was in college, when I was graduating college, I joined a network marketing company. And I went to this college to be able to break through my fear of rejection. So I've also always seen obstacles and challenges and created opportunities to break through it. Even in video games, if I was stuck with a boss, whatever it might be, I would go look for the answers. I'd go look for people who had done it before. I'd go look for the guide, for the inside access, for the VIP preferential treatment to be able to overcome any kind of challenge, any kind of block, any kind of difficulty. So it's amazing what's possible when you own your story and you tell it in a way that actually makes a difference for other people. So I'm sharing this as a practical way to develop your story. Practice. The practical way to own your story and to make money from your story is to practice. When I was in network marketing, I would practice my presentation and my story of why I joined the company, why it's a great opportunity, what are the benefits and the selling points and all these kinds of things. Why now? Practicing the close, looking in the mirror, I would record it and listen to it on my phone and memorize it and hear it again and again and again and again to memorize it, to internalize it, to embody it. And I think it's so important for you that you own your message. You own what you're creating. You own your gifts and you practice it. Because if you're not practicing it, you're not perfecting it. You're not getting better at it. So for me, my practice is on live videos. My practice is here on the 12-hour marathon. This is my practice. And I have other opportunities to practice my affirmations and storytelling. And before I go and speak on a stage, I'll practice. But this is my dojo. This is my training ground for practicing communication. I'm 27 freaking years young, and I own it, and I'm so grateful. I have so much energy, so much aliveness, so much to give to the world. And this is really just the beginning. And this is the moment, and these are the moments, and these are the days and the weeks and the months and the years where I invest everything I've got into growing myself, into taking those next steps. Of course, having a beautiful, abundant, marvelous, miraculous journey along the road, along the process. Like, I'm here to enjoy this. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to challenge myself and stretch myself. And I'm also here to enjoy the fruits of my labors and appreciate that and ride the wave of joy and creation and adventure and exploration and curiosity. I'm here to do that. And in particular, in terms of earning money from your story, it really takes getting clear on what your story is, practicing it, owning it, being able to share it in a concise, powerful way, not rambling on and on, not being a novice with it, not being all over the place with it, but rather being direct and laser focused. And of course, I have things that work really, really great about my storytelling, about my energy, about my presence and my presentation. And there's always room to grow, and I'm grateful for that growth. In fact, let me know if you want to give me feedback. I'm always open to feedback and to learning and growing and improving my effectiveness with my storytelling, with my communication, to be able to be more effective. There's always more room to grow, and I'm excited for that growth. I'm hungry for that growth. I seek that growth out. You want to know how to get paid for your story? Seek out growth. Seek out mentorship and communication training and coaching. When you seek it out, when you say, I'm ready for it, I'm ready to say, I don't have all the answers. I don't have it all together. I'm not perfect. I mess some things up. Can you share with me what those are? Can you help me improve those things? Can you help me make a difference, change those things? Because if you ask those questions, you're going to get people like me and other leaders who want to pour into you. Whether it's for free because they love you and they want to support you and serve you, or there's a deeper level that they can serve you at, and you pay to grow, you pay to get that feedback, you pay to accelerate your growth learning curve. If it's your livelihood, if it's your work and purpose in this world, you'd want to accelerate that learning curve, right? You wouldn't want to keep dragging your butt doing the wrong things for longer than you have to, right? Well, that's what I'm saying here is seek out the mentorship in the people who've done it before you. Find out how you can model them. Find out how you can learn from them. Hire those people. I hired my first life coach 6 years ago when I was in Toastmasters. And I recognized that I didn't have all the answers and I wanted to learn. And I had a ton of eagerness and enthusiasm and excitement for life, but I didn't have all the answers. So who can I ask for support? Who can I ask for wisdom? And so for me, asking for that support was super, super powerful. Now, specifically, let's talk about getting paid to tell your story, because I've been paid to speak on stages before. I'm super grateful for it. I'm not the highest paid speaker around, and I've been paid, and I'm grateful that I've been paid. And that's just the beginning. And I also wanted to mention something else before we go into that. The power of telling your story in a way that uplifts you, that reminds you about how powerful, how capable you are, is super, super important. And when you tell a victory story rather than a victim story, that attracts even more greatness to you. So if you tell a victim story saying, man, life is super difficult, I got injured, I got left, I got beaten and abused, I got all these things, torn down, and I'm depressed now, and I'm stuck, and I'm overwhelmed, I'm lost, and I'm hopeless. That is a victim story. And nobody wants to, you don't give people an opportunity to say, man, I want to help you get back. You have people who feel sorry for you. They're like, oh, I want you to feel better. It's like out of pity. You get people to pity you rather than, I went through some crap and it was extremely difficult and I hit rock bottom, but you know what? I'm bouncing back bigger, badder, and better than ever. And that's who I am, because my name's Chris Burns and you can count on me for that. That's a victory story. Start to tell a victory story more often and you will absolutely transform your life, because victory stories are super, super powerful. Victory story. I'm like writing this down because this is gold. Victory story, not a victim story. How are you telling your story? For me, I show up and I'm just fully present with people. I listen to people. I empower the people who I can. I serve where I can. I love learning. I love growing. I love being a humble spirit. open to receive guidance and wisdom and people pouring into me because they see my greatness and they want to contribute to that. So to get paid for your story, you really have to develop it. You have to learn who is going to pay you for your story. Think about who are the audiences that are going to benefit from you coming to teach. For me, I really had to develop my expertise in my subject matter, and I'm still doing that. And I had to network and connect with people who have the ability to put me on stage because not everybody is going to have access to putting you on stages. I went to events and luckily got featured as a high-level influencer, got into panels, spoke at events, and in that way I was spotlighted as someone who can deliver transformation, someone who's knowledgeable, who has great enthusiasm and energy, who has the experience to be able to add value to our audience. So I was really grateful because I kept showing up to serve other people, to make a difference, to contribute. And if you are on your journey, ask yourself, journey of speaking and sharing your story, ask yourself, are you meeting those criteria? Do you show up as credible? Do you show up as an expert or an authority? Do you show up as someone with great energy? Do you show up as someone who people want to bring to their stage, to their audience? Do you have something of value to add? Do you have an audience and a following of yourself? Be passionate about your story. Own your story. Own your greatness. Own your legacy that you are creating. It's really important for you to trust your story, to transform your story, going from wherever you were and stuck and overwhelmed into your personal power and your greatness. So if you want support with your story and diving into that and growing that, expanding on your greatness and your message, send me an email, chris@beyourgps.com, or find me on Facebook and or Instagram and message me there. And I appreciate you tuning in and being here to grow in your story. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.